Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Hi everyone, I'm so excited today. Oh my goodness, to welcome you to On the Frontline, and you are going to be so inspired today. Today I have Amy Rosa, and she is the founder and CEO of the Safety Rack. And if you don't know Amy and you don't know what she's doing, oh my goodness, you're going to have to connect with her and learn more. So Amy, thank you so much for joining me today. I am so incredibly honored to have you. You're an amazing leader. You have so much energy going for you, and also really helping, you know, pave the way for the frontline workers. So let us know, introduce yourself, tell us what leading from the frontline means to you, and really how that mindset has shaped your most pivotal decisions.
Let me first say thank you for letting me be on. And that is the most energized intro I've ever experienced. Hi, everyone. I am the founder of the Safety Rack, which is a nonprofit focused on closing the personal protective equipment gap for women across all industries. So think firefighter turnout gear, women's ballistic vests, or just the PPE women in construction have to wear on a construction site. That's what I do. And the journey to get here was kind of an interesting one, but it's been worth it. And I think I just forgot your main question.
What is leading from the frontline meaning you? Because what you're doing is changing lives. And so, you know, I think about that in really how that mindset of leading has like led to your decisions.
I think leading from the frontline is leading with passion and leading with purpose and leading with the intention that no matter what barriers get in your way, I'm not going to be stopped. And there's been barriers along the way. I've had a lot of naysayers, and it doesn't stop me, because I'm so committed to knowing that what I'm doing is the right thing to make change.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so interesting, your business of what you do, because it is a problem. There is a need for it. You know, I went into an organization and I wore one of those oversized yellow vests, and I'm like, you know, you just don't feel good, right? So if you don't feel good, it impacts safety is how you know, you feel. And I think that's just incredible. So I think you're going to have a lot to talk about what you would redesign in our industry. So what would you redesign, or what are you redesigning? And tell us a little bit about it.
A lot of what we're redesigning is the education piece and the advocacy piece and also research, right? In order to make change for women to feel safer and more confident in the industries they're leading in, we need to be able to provide the data to the employers, but also to the manufacturers that are designing the equipment. We need to provide the education so that they understand that data, but also the reasons why women need this and their stories. Right now, we did a survey not that long ago. 1 in 5 women are being injured on the job because the PPE is hindering their ability to do it. 2 in 5 surveyed say that they've had a near miss. So there's an increase of injury on the job when you're giving women PPE that's not designed for them. So a lot of this goes back to the 3 founding principles: education, research, advocacy. I call it the ERRORS initiative. It's very Taylor Swift of me, I know, but I love it, because in this era, I want to eliminate this gap. And I don't want the next generation of women that is going to be a lot more coming into this industry to have to deal with this. And I don't want the women now to have to deal with this. We can close this gap. All the resources are out there. It's just a matter of the education piece.
Yeah, I mean, this is so inspiring, because, you know, I've been thinking about this not from a safety per se, like incidents and accidents,
But in terms of feeling, because I think, like, I think of how you feel when you wear these, you know, different garments and, you know, and how they make you feel. But really, you have the research to support the safety incidence of it. And I think that is powerful. What has leading from the front line really teach us about humanity?
That we need to stop to listen to understand more and not listen to respond. And that's where the compassion piece can come in. Early on, my story is really the, as a safety professional, I dealt with this issue. I was wearing the men's extra large on a job site when I needed a medium or small, and I was just told to deal with it. And when I would ask for a woman's safety vest or something smaller, I was told, oh, we don't have anything. This is what you get. Deal with it. There's not a demand for it. When really there was, but nobody was stopping to listen. And in 2018, when I was at a safety conference and we brought up the discussion of PPE, I realized I was part of the problem. And I also realized I could be part of the solution if I just stopped and listened. And that's what I did. I listened, I started doing the research, and I started getting it out there.
That is amazing. I mean, that's most of it, right? Is listening and finding where there's a need and where there's, you know, a problem. And I think, you know, in terms of innovation emerging, they emerge from the most unexpected places. So can you share a time? I mean, you kind of just described it, but has there been a time where innovation emerged when you least expected it?
I think we're seeing it now. Honestly, like back in 2018, when I really started this journey, the conversation was picking up. Now, in just, I would say, the last 5 years, the technology is emerging. We now have fall protection harnesses for women. I know one lady redesigning hard hats to be women specific now. That technology is growing. People are listening and developing the products. So we still have a little bit of ways to go. And I think there's a lot more that needs to be redesigned. But again, you can't do that without the data. And so I want to get everybody the data so that they can make the change too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this isn't just an opinion. This is real and this works what you're doing. And I mean, that's so commendable because at one point there was probably nobody even thinking of focusing on actually making a difference. And you know, it's so powerful. So for you, like 10 years from now, Amy, what do you want people to remember? What legacy are you leaving? What do you want people to remember about you and the work you're doing?
I'd just be happy if they remember the work. They don't need to remember me, but they need to remember that they have the tools and the ability to use their voice to make the changes that they need to do in the workplace so that everybody has equity and safety and not just here's the PPE.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I started this podcast this year because I wanted to honor people like you
Thank
because
you.
you are an incredible leader. And I know that you don't always get the spotlight, but I do know that you move mountains for the industry. And you might not be the loudest voice in the room, and you might not be chasing applause, but I know because you've showed up for me. And you've showed up for others in the industry time and time again. So I created the Pelican Award to honor the quiet heroes. So people who lead with the heart, who carry the weight of others without asking anything in return. And I chose the pelican because they actually live and they hunt in groups. And we see them all the time in Charleston. And I did some, you talk about research, I did some research on them and they actually thrive not through living alone, but through community and connection. And they represent,
I didn't want to know that about that.
yes, and they represent teamwork and they represent social bonds. And I really see them representing the balance between giving and receiving. So I wanted to honor you and bring you on my show to represent somebody in this industry who embodies all of these traits, and you see the strength in other women and other people in general, and you lift them higher, not with ego, not because you want to be in the front,
You're
but
going to make
because,
sense.
oh, but because you're part of the community. And you know, I know your work at the safety rack might not always make the headlines, but your impact with it's lasting, it's personal to me, it's personal to the industry, and it's so powerful. So I want to honor you. You'll get your little pelican with your little name on your star
for the way that you move people forward quietly and purposely, and for the community, Amy, that you're building. Oh my goodness, the conversations.
The word.
Oh, well, it's because of the balance you bring and the lives you've changed just by being who you are. So congratulations. I'm so glad.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, I'm so proud of the work you're doing and the industry, and it's really moving us forward. So if people want to learn more about the Safety Rack and the work that you're doing, how can they find you?
So they can find me at www.thesafetyrack.org. You can download our PPE Equity Global Report that gives you some of this data. We are going to have more research coming out in the next year, more resources dropping. And then we also have the YouTube channel where I'm getting back to doing product reviews so you understand how the product should fit and why it's built for women. We also have a directory on the Safety Rack website that you can go to find brands. But I'm also on LinkedIn under Amy Russa or the Safety Rack if you want to connect. I'm always happy to help. Like, you know this, I'm a bridge. I will connect you to anyone for anything if you need it within the industry, because I think that's one of the most important things we need to do. So that's how you find me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, keep leading from the front line. Thank you for coming on my show today.
Thank you for having me, Gina, and thank you for the award. That means a lot.
Aw, you bet.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show, and use the hashtag on the front line. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.